Of Encounters and Places by Elizabeth Ozcona Cranwell. A request from the sun. Its understanding of this difference, the label that speaks among things, lamp or star keeping watch over the area that separates us and lets us illuminate ourselves with the color of distance. Again, I take from the air the slight awareness that hides the balance of a flower. Nevertheless, we have watched the same bird. We have seized its import, its situation at night, and the place our hearts dominate is the same. If I must go down through other times, I will have this embrace tied to my memory, like a stone from the sea or a rupture of algae. They are the night circuits where we have held each other or the uncertain manners of a morning in flight. The distance has already stopped digging into the soul. The astrolabe is intent on encountered water, although the smoke of the forest announces nostalgia that can devour the heart of a blackbird. The trees carve on wood the name of the earth like twin flames. We have purchased the air for growing to save with our laughter another corner of the world. It may be everything that happens is the food of a distant life, silently teaching the language of water, giving love its place among the confusion of birds.